Chapter 28. Mike hovered about Sam, swooped with offers of whiskey or coffee, rotated about him with edited suggestions, juice, melons, bananas. Then he'd pitch back with an aggregation of grins, sideways smirks, simpering pouts that stretched his eyebrows, and were those sneers? A cartoon rescue helicopter that had rub its rotor blades together in gleeful anticipation and wheeze, "Yippee, I'm needed," if it were meticulously CGI'd. Sam was in that no man's land, like being halfway through reading a novel when you wonder where and why you started. When he'd turned up at Mike's, like a confused homing pigeon, he hadn't expected him to be there. He never asked Mike where he worked, or if he left his flat to work in a sterile office block in a skyscraper. Mike was just awfully busy most of the time, making huge amounts of money he couldn't keep track of, and Mike turned up for quiz night, and for the odd beer, and told him of his escapades with women, coffees, mostly, and his fondness for blondes, whiskey, mostly. But Mike was Sam's best mate, and as Sam looked up at him above the fog of last night's alcohol and beautiful women and salvers of gastronomy, of laundry rooms and orgies, and, well, a dead body, maybe he saw this mate, as if clearly for the first time, a helicopter. And he felt dizzy, and not quite sure that he wanted to be rescued. "I'm not sure I should have told you all that, Mike."
"Who else do you tell, man?"
Mike stopped in the middle of the room.
"True.
My mum, maybe? A grown-up.
Meaning? You can fuck off, then."
"Christ, man. You know what I mean. How many orgies have you been to, then?"
"Not enough."
"How many dead bodies have you seen?"
"Not enough.
My mom's." Mike looked offended.
"Oh, yeah, sorry about that."
"How many orgies, then? With all those big-timers?"
"I saw one."
Sam raised his head.
"No shit.
When? You take part?"
"Uni."
Nah, I was there. We're talking Bacchanalia. We're talking that shit they do in Greek or Roman myths."
"Yeah, okay."
Mike stood like you stand when you're corrected.
"Who's the shady boss geezer?"
"He's the man to sus." Then he said, "How about that lovely Luce turning up, eh? In her high heels, eh? The sister of the lady boss. And the punk girl with attitude. She sounds like a date."
Mike sat down on the leather sofa opposite Sam and added casually, "I wonder who the dead guy is."
"He's called Gerald, the boss. Don't know who the dead man was. All in the news, I suppose."
"Not going to look good on my resume, is it?"
groaned Sam, who rolled over onto his side and sat up. He stared around him like a bemused student in an exam hall.
"Gerald?
Important people.
Gymcrack Gerald,"
the media called him that. Mike's eyes were searchlights, shining over poor Sam's face now.
"Eh?
Been sending him my resume."
"You're shitting me.
How do you know it's him?"
"Offered to dig into the deep dark net, figuring who's following him.
I'll be just his man.
Must be loaded.
Lives in some white penthouse in the sky over the Thames.
Like me.
Only opposite. The snobs, they call him that. Think he's shoddy, shady. Lacking the upholstery you need for the establishment's fat-ass cushions."
Mike landed on the sofa next to his friend. He puffed out his chest a bit, patted his dark hair that might have got a bit wind-blown with all the hovering about.
He stretched across Sam and produced his iPad from the Perspex console table behind the sofa. Definitely him. Who else? Can't be two pimps like that. Tabloid rumours. Bet you it's in a broadsheet before you can say Jackrabbit. Slippery as an eel and cleverer than a Machiavelli. Like me. Who is this man? What does he do? And why is he always in the back of these photos? See? Mike swiped the iPad like a traffic controller on cocaine through umpteen red-top headlines and photos. Sam read them, nodded at the photos, but protested that it was difficult to identify him for sure, even if they had enlarged them. The images were grainy or pixelated, and Gerald was, as Mike said, at the back of group photos and mostly inside profile. Eventually, Sam said, "Just think that from what Honore said, he wouldn't get his hands dirty. Wriggle away. Whatever. I'm going to go home and get my head straight." Sam got up. "You can't go back to that shithole in your state. Stay with me." Mike frowned. Understood that he'd overreached. Geared himself up. Started whizzing again. Went off to grind coffee. No. Home. Norfolk. Persisted Sam. "Ah, I see. You want me to take you? A road trip? Sure.